Hey, question for you today as we get started. Think about all the reels and videos you come across on social media throughout the week. I'm sure you've seen a lot, but have you ever seen something on social media that just totally captured your attention, even though it was like super bizarre? Confession time. This week, I spent probably an hour watching videos of people dancing. Now, on the surface, that may seem completely normal, but like you've probably seen 100 videos of people dancing and picturing people doing, you know, like, you know, TikTok dances or hip hop routine or, you know, something like that. No, those would be normal and not bizarre. Instead, what did I stumble upon? First, I stumbled upon a lady dancing like she thinks every type of pasta would dance. Yes, that's real. Because obviously spaghetti dances differently than bow tie pasta, which is of course a different dance than orecchiette. And if it wasn't bizarre enough, then my algorithm spiraled me into watching a video of people dancing, moving maybe to match when different items are like crushed by a hydraulic press. Talk about a bizarre duet. Okay, look, you may be wondering, why am I telling you all this? It's because I can't get a question out of my head. How did those people even discover these talents? Like seriously, do you just wake up one morning and think, every pasta would have its own dance and I will be the one to invent them? Or see the video of the hydraulic press and imagine what it would be like for a person to move like they're being smushed by one. In all seriousness, I am sure that those dances and all could be considered a talent. We live in a world where pretty much anything can be a talent. Dance like pasta, check. Eyebrow dancing, check. Backwards talker, upside down singers, check, check. And to the wonder of social media, we get to witness people from all over the world demonstrating these talents. And those talents can be quite lucrative. Anything can be a monetized talent or skill. Even personality traits or mental health disorders can become a basis of a brand or a platform. Can we be honest for a second? This isn't just true online. As teenagers, your personal talents matter a lot. They can determine how you spend your time, what options you have for college or careers, who your friends are, or even how you feel about yourself. And that can all be great until it's not. Maybe you've been there. You gave your whole life to a particular sport and planned to play in college for a scholarship, but it became too much, or an injury took you out of the game and you just had to quit. Maybe you are in band or theater and you love it, but you feel like people only see you as the person in band and you wonder if you're allowed to explore your other interests like photography or basketball. Then again, you may be sitting there with this feeling like you haven't found your passion or talent yet. You may even feel mediocre at most of the things you try, which is extra scary if you aren't sure what that means for making choices about your future career. So, what do we do when we are unsure what our talents are or feel complicated about the talents we have? Even more importantly, how does following Jesus change how we view our talents and skills? There's a verse in Ephesians that I think can help us as we think through this. The book of Ephesians is a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the churches in a city called Ephesus. It was an important city on the coast of Asia Minor. Paul was writing to people in this church because, well, he was the one who helped start the church there. In Ephesians, Paul talks a lot about the need for unity and living with integrity. Paul understood that these ideas were central to following Jesus and carrying out the goals Jesus had for church communities as they spread throughout the world. In the second chapter of Ephesians, Paul is writing to remind the readers to remember who they were and that God had a plan for them through Jesus. Let's check out what Paul wrote. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Okay, did you catch that? Paul told people in Ephesus that they were God's masterpiece. All right, so maybe you've taken some sort of art or writing class where your teacher talked about masterpieces. We can find masterpieces in all sorts of areas, right? We can go to museums or look online at masterpiece paintings like Starry Night or The Great Wave. We can watch masterpieces of film like The Lord of the Rings or The Matrix. We can read masterpieces like Homer's ancient epic, The Odyssey, or recent like The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman. And don't get me started about all the masterpieces of music. All right, so think about it. What makes a masterpiece a masterpiece? Like, you could think your friend's painting is the best work of art ever, but does that make it a masterpiece? It's kind of a good question. Okay, so when you search the internet for what makes a masterpiece, you get a lot of opinions. But in general, masterpieces have five qualities. They were created with exceptional skill and craftsmanship. They exhibit originality and innovation. They have emotional or intellectual impact on the world. They transcend the present moment to a higher level of timelessness. And finally, they receive critical acclaim and continue to be recognized for years to come. While that might not all be true for your friend's painting, that doesn't mean it's not creative, original, thoughtful, and beautiful. It could even be timeless and hang on your wall forever and ever. Minus critical acclaim, like in its own way, your friend's painting is a masterpiece, if only to them and you. So let's go back to that verse in Ephesians. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. See, that's true for you too. God created you as a masterpiece. God created you with exceptional skill and craftsmanship, with the ability to show originality and innovation, with the potential to have emotional and intellectual impact on the world. God created us as humans to continue to develop and make advances in the world that impact the entire planet in timeless ways. And look, we may also have a family. We live with friends and have teachers and mentors and small group leaders who think the world of us and will remember us for years and years to come. You are a masterpiece. Paul goes on to say that God had prepared good things for us to do. Now, more than likely, Paul's probably saying that God prepared good things for the church collectively to do, but the church is made up of people. God created us as masterpieces, and God's plan has always been that the church would be a force for good in the world. And God gave each and every one of us something to do that can offer goodness and love into the world, gifts and talents. So that means you have talents. God created you as a masterpiece with talents and skills, and you can use those skills to do good works that make a difference. That's true. If your talent is playing basketball, you can be a good teammate and show good sportsmanship. It's also true if your talent is math, and one day you will be a really great accountant. It's also true for that instrument you play that can bring musical joy to those who listen. Honestly, you can even make a difference just by using your people skills to make everyone feel like they are loved and belong. Now, when it comes to doing the good work prepared for us, it can feel like that has to be really big good work, right? Like you need to become some Christian influencer and create social media content or become a famous Christian basketball player or touring musician. And look, if that's how you end up using your gifts and talents, that's amazing. Don't miss this. Being famous with your talent isn't the goal. The goal is to honor God and love others with your talents. In fact, there's another letter to a different church in the city of Thessalonica. That letter is now known as 1 Thessalonians. And in it, we read this. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent upon anybody. Did you catch that? Mind your business and aspire to lead a quiet life. Doesn't that feel like the opposite of what culture tells us? Culture says we have to monetize all of our talents, build big platforms, and have a lot of ambition. Again, it is not wrong to do any of those things. We don't have to buy into that pressure. Instead, we can aspire to live quiet, normal lives where we love God and love others. We can do this when we remember one thing. You are more than your talents. You being a masterpiece doesn't change if you can no longer play the sport you love or haven't found the thing you are good at yet. Your value and worth aren't dependent on anything you do or the validation you get from your talents when you share them with the world. So here's the bottom line. You have talents and you are more than your talents. So what do you do with that? Well, one, keep exploring. If you haven't found your talents, skills, or passions yet, that's totally fine. Keep exploring hobbies and trying new things. You know, it's possible that the skills you have exist for careers that haven't even been created yet. Maybe this means trying a few different sports or musical instruments, learning a skill like crochet or video editing, or start a journal where you can learn to write in ways that not only help you, but could also help others. You know, as you explore your talents, it's a good idea to talk with people who are close to you, like a family member, close friend, teacher, small group leader. The people who know you well can help point out ways they've seen you use your skills and talents and encourage you to develop them. Second, do good. Use your skills and talents to make a difference and be the best you can be. Look, are you great with little kids? Volunteer in your church's kids ministry or find out if you can tutor kids at your local elementary school. Talk to your teacher. See if there are ways you can use your skills and talents in your community, like community theater, neighborhood gardens, or nursing homes. And if you're a bit nervous about doing this on your own, find a friend who has a similar skill set and volunteer together. And finally, rest. Okay, that may seem weird, but when you remember your value is not in your skills or talents, you can rest. You can rest because you don't have anything to prove. Even when you want to achieve something, you know that success or failure won't change your worth. And as you rest, take time to pray. Seek God's wisdom for how you can use your skills and talents in a way that adds value to the people around you and doesn't leave you stressed and burned out. As we wrap up, let me remind you, you have talents, but chances are you haven't even discovered them all yet. So keep trying new things. Explore ways to use skills you think you have, and keep talking with others and seeking their advice. And most importantly, please remember, you're more than your talents, so much more. Trust that no matter what you are good at or not good at, you are loved. God created you as a masterpiece and loves you more than anything. So when you head to small groups, think about how your life would be different if you believe that. How would your life be different if you believed you are a masterpiece?